Love it. Love this song.
To our texter that asked, and anyone else that may be heading north. 9:30 a.m. is our calf signal. You'll be able to catch that first. And as you get into Flagstaff, the FM signal will kick in at 93.5. So there's your two options to catch Rosie on the house if you're traveling north, as you KTAR 92.3 FM may fade out. Try 9:30 a.m. first, and then, as you, like you said, if you could switch back to FM once you get into Flagstaff, 93.5, Calf Country Legends.
There you go. Monsoon prep. You know, one of the things you can do to get ready for monsoon prep is kind of do an assessment of your back patio furniture, fixtures, surfaces, and appliances. How many times has the neighbor's chair come over the wall, or the umbrella come over the wall? Might be a good opportunity. So we took the time to kind of compile some tips, and Jennifer has found a couple products that she's really come to enjoy on the outdoor furniture. And boy, just ordering those new cushions for the back patio table spruced everything up. That was a great call.
Yeah, just, you know, having outdoor rooms takes a little more effort. The dust, the sun, the use, the pool water, all the things that get on your furniture under your patio can really take a beating. So we like to freshen it up. We've talked about a couple of the products, but starting with maybe the sunscreens, you know, that 303 protectant, what's it called? 303
aerospace
protectant. You spray that on your sunscreens, and it just makes them look brand new. You did that at the beginning of the summer. You know, actually, it's been 2 months now, and they still look like brand new.
They do. They take the sunscreens down, wash them off real good with a little soap and water, rinse them down really, really good, get all the soap off of them, and let them dry thoroughly. And then take that aerospace 303 spray, and your sunscreens will look brand new. It's a vinyl protectant that covers the screen in a UV protective coating. It's a product I discovered a couple years ago. On our back patio, we have giant shade screens that are about 20 feet wide and 8 foot tall, and they roll down like a curtain, and they are held in place by elastic hook strips. I've even started spraying those elastic strips with the UV protectant, and now those are even lasting longer.
I didn't know that, but that's why they're lasting. And the other thing about having those clean is when they're clean, you don't notice them, you know, because you can see straight through them. When they're dirty, it mucks up your view. But when they're clean, it's just almost like looking at glass. You hardly know they're there, and it keeps the patio so much cooler and cleaner.
That product can be a little hard to find, but it's Aerospace 303.
Last time we talked about this product, I got questions about it for weeks. So would you mind repeating the name of the product and where you can pick one up for yourself?
And just Google Aerospace 303. I actually found it at a, they recommend it for my Tuxedo bed cover. And the Tuxedo distributor down on McDowell carried it. And it's actually, when we had the ski boat, it's what they recommended to apply to all the upholstery on the ski boat. That's where I first started using it.
Well,
I just started experimenting with it. Man, I use it for everything.
Makes a big difference. I found another product I really like this month, and it's called All New AL-NEW Aluminum Restoration. So we have that nice patio set, powder coated on the back porch.
Yep.
Got the new cushions, and it still looks, you know, a little rough. It gets that powdery look to it.
Yep.
From the elements.
Sun.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so anyway, you just, I thought, well, this would be a project. Honestly, you take a rag, you wipe it on, and it's done. And it looks like brand new.
No buffing, no scrubbing, no.
Nothing.
It really makes it made that furniture look brand new, and it's 15 years old.
Yeah. And I do think I'm ready to do it again. So it lasted a good solid.
Because it was so easy. You just got to do it more often.
Well, it just, yeah, you know, and it just makes it look like brand new out there. It kind of gives it that nice wet new look.
I'm not a big fan of wood furniture outside. In a very protected back patio environment, out of the sun, away from the moisture, I love wood. I just don't like maintaining wood. If you've got wood furniture, a lot of it is made out of teak. You can give it a light sanding and hit it with teak oil, which is a penetrating oil. Don't get, a lot of people will take the easy route and just get like a spray lacquer finish. Makes it look good for a little bit, but that isn't the proper way to take care of wood furniture that's outside. Rather than a topical coating that's going to make it look good, hit it with a penetrating oil so it literally soaks into the wood fiber and gives the wood some amount of resiliency against the dryness and the UV that we experience here in Arizona.
Yeah, that wood gets so thirsty.
It does. And just covering it with a lacquer or varnish isn't the solution that's the best for it. So you've, and on one of the products you've got is our Jaws product. It's the hardwood cleaner. It does a great job if you've got the wood out there to clean up. I have found it to work very good. We do have a pair of teak wood rocking chairs that I find very comfortable and like on the back patio. It's worked very well for that. More about restoring and maintaining outdoor surfaces. How about pavers? What do you do with your pavers? We've got a tip for you. It's going to make it a lot easier to make them look brand new.